Blog Talk Radio.
NYPA, it's time to start the show, so search for the squad and listen out for the promo with the West Wild Spitter, spin his web into a chokehold. Collins Oak coverage on the corner, make it unfold. 5 o'clock, who gives a damn of what your man is say? We spitting live wireless, leave him shot with the gamma ray. Ain't no runner-up, cause it ain't nothing close to the candidate. I block the deep and you draw like Japanese anime. It's just us and the rest, news off the hottest press. Zone from the boogie down, Kyle Holton, Philly West. Repping with the legends, classic interview session. Politics, sports segment, live phone, call up a question. It's the NYPA, 95 connection. Real people, ain't no scripted cue card for directions. Just team on the grind, time till it's all perfection. Throw it past the satellite so you can catch reception. So touch ground with us, we kill challenges. A murder it for every number on your calendars. From west to the boogie down, they greyhound in this. We Google spot, anchor podcast, pocket this.
Welcome to NYPA Entertainment Radio, live here on Blog Talk. Thanks for joining me today. It's your boy KG, broadcasting live from West Philadelphia in the University City area in the NYPA studios. Thank you so much for listening today or this episode if you download it later on in the day, later on in the week, later on in the month, either by the end of this year. Thank you for listening to the show in general. Appreciate you. As always, before I get things started, as a reminder, so next Sunday is the final Sunday in November, which will be the final Sunday for my playlist for, you know, all the different genres, our standard playlist, starting on the 4th. Thomas, we will have the holiday music. Holiday music, and of course, come January, bangers for January playlist. I'm already in January. I didn't even. Are we going to bring in y'all going to love it. I can't wait to play it for you. In January. A bit of a program note, as always, I used to shut down the show on for the holiday season, so the final show of 2022 will be December 18th. I don't know when coming back up in January, probably the first, either the second weekend in January or the third. I haven't decided yet, but I know the final show for now, as of right now, I should say, is Sunday, December 18th, the week out before Christmas. So that's the final show of 22 for NYPA Entertainment Radio and you. See, I made that rhyme. Yeah, I know it's corny, but it still sounds cool in my head. So, yeah, can't wait. I still got a lot of music here from this month's playlist that I'm going to jump into in a few. But first, let's get down what's been going on this week. All right, a lot going on with Nas, a lot of things. KD3, King's Disease 3, banger coming out. Possible hint that may show up in January. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. But let's start with this first. 21 Savage says Nas is not relevant. Quote, he just has loyal fan base. 21 Savage is on a promo run for his new collab album, Her Loss with Drake, which earned him his third chart topper on Billboard 200. The UK-born rapper made an appearance on a Clubhouse where he made some longevity talk. Name somebody from back then who can drop an album right now. When asked in a conversation, which prompts names like Jay-Z, E-40, Scarface, Too Short, and others, Savage responded to Nas' name and said, I don't feel like he's relevant. He's not relevant. I just feel like he just has a loyal-ass fan base, and he still makes good music. Nas is still giving us consistent music Nas is just still giving us consistent music and just released his back-to-back third part of the King's Disease album series with Hit-Boy, It looks like the producer saw the comments from Savage, and as he seemingly responds with Nas, quote, quote, "We know that controversy fell, so y'all good. When I drop, they hear me on every block, hood to hood." And Nas, quote, Hit-Boy tweeted. Shout out to the real ones like us. It's a shortage, it seems, he said in another tweet. Hit-Boy. His 21 Savage comments did not go unnoticed by another rapper, Kodak Black. So Kodak Black calls out 21 Savage, and Kodak Black said 21 should hop off Drake's tip. That's not the way to use. Nas is super relevant. Kodak Black and 21 Savage are setting the stage for either one hell of a versus showdown or a petty social media beef with a string of tough talk centering around 21 dismissing Nas as irrelevant. After taking a break from Instagram, Kodak says 21 made him mad enough to return and address what he deems as great Billboard 200. Rival sales. Kodak just dropped his Cutthroat Bill Volume 1 album right before Halloween and seemed to take exception to the tweet as he only sold 43K. On IG, he saluted 21 for success but took issues with the album sales. Kodak's view is he's been in and out of prison the last few years and hasn't had the time to generate momentum in the market. Despite the sales differences, Kodak doesn't think he's being left in the dust and called out Drake and 21 for being 30-plus in contrast to his 25 years young and promised to catch up with his next few releases. Kodak also bigged up Nas for his music and business moves and questioned 21's sanity, accusing the Atlanta rapper of straight-up dick riding Drake to get the top of the charts. See, that's when he went to say tip, he went to say dick. The way Kodak sees it, hanging with Drake is cool and all. You're from the trenches. You sing songs. Debate that he freshman. Nas had gone viral. Quote, he claimed, the comments were taken out of context and he would never him at a versus date. Now, we'll put that versus shit to the side because I don't want to see that shit. Neither one of both of them corny. My thing at the end of the day is this, 21 Savage, as you all of a sudden want to backpedal and walk it back what you said about Nas. Don't walk it back. It wasn't taken out of context. You know what you said and you said it. You disrespect one of the legends, one of the icons in the game, who was extremely relevant, very relevant. The last couple of years with the King's Disease trilogy has been off the charts. KD3 is awesome. I bang that shit every day now because it got some great tracks. There's all Nas on there too. No special appearances. Just all Nas. Excuse me. Produced by Hit-Boy. That's a dope-ass album. 1 and 2 is dope also. I will put the 3 trilogy albums alone out of Nas's catalog against anything 21 Savage done or will do. I'll put – that's it. I just need those 3. I don't need Illmatic. I don't need It Was Written. I don't need Stillmatic. I don't need Godson. I don't need those. Give me the 3 trilogy albums alone would take on and defeat all of 21 Savage's catalog. Hands down, laying a smackdown on his whack candy ass. I say it. Anyone got a beef? 516-387-1961. Nas's latest 3 albums from 2020 to now, the KD trilogy, can take on anything, even the current album. With the help of Drake, will squash it. Anything in his catalog, those 3 alone, can wipe him off the board. Period. That's it. No more discussions right there. As I mic drop, ooh, me dropping the mic. If I really dropped the mic, y'all wouldn't hear me. So anyway, mic drop. Ooh, that's it. Boom. In the discussion. Now, we're going to play some music. When we come back, got a lot more things to get into, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this music break. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
I go rhyme for rhyme on a topic. They ain't even fit to step in Shaq's arena. I look inside your mind and I see your shook demeanor. In your eyes, why are you surprised? No matter how you try, not fly as eloquent. The new addition, is this the end of your last night? In the daytime, you couldn't see me with a flashlight. I crash lights on sights of my enemy. I'm coming through and then I bomb your whole vicinity. Why the acting fake and chat, you're not a friend to me. I peeped your card, you're not as hard as you pretend to be. Who wanna spark it with the chocolate? Macadamium, head clean to the cranium. You know the name, Shaq aim to maintain. Money on the brain, can't stop the rain. Legends and figures, clean lizards, clean coochies. I do my duty, as long as they fly as me, get high as me. Success of my circle, try to break it, I hurt you. Ain't no getting out that, I doubt that. We want the exotic, erotic ladies, not the toxic ladies that burn a lot. I learned a lot from junkies to ruffians, from being tied up by Colombians. Cause 80 grams was missing, listen, had to change my position from wanting to be large to head. In charge, my garage, call it CeeLo. 4, 5, and 6s, honey's by the mixer. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Smoke out with Leo, Biggie Tarantino. Size like a sumo, Frank White numero uno. Can't stop, won't stop, individual. Who wanna test it? Foreign or domestic? No matter where you're from, I'm not the one you wanna mess with. Original, with the style, living lavish. Private jets to let my shorty shop in Paris. I'm not the average, I'm far from the norm. And daddy long, hitting them strong, keeping you warm.
Alive to a lemon, my DC women bringing in 10G minimums to condos with elevators in them. Vehicles with televisions in them. Watch they entourage turn yours to just mirages. Disappearing acts, strictly nines and max. Killers be serial, Copperfield material. My dreams is vivid, work hard to live it. Any place I visit, I got land there. I can play a stand there and say I sound like them. Hello, push six back and push six coops and fellow. Plus twist and expand from hand to elbow. Spray up your days in any teller you in. Crack bragging, sick of bragging, how my mix be dragging. Destiny streets inside the Beamer wagon. I rely on Red Sky to shut it down if I die. Put that on my diamond bezel. You're messing with the devil. Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
What? like we in the caves of West Europe, man. See? Sometimes
you don't need no hook.
Gotta rewind
no
your
hook.
Mind.
But you know
you
don't
a lot
need
of
no hook.
Blind. I flash back 89.
No
now
hook.
I used to commit crime.
No
now it's time for the seventh
no
time.
Hook.
Yo, I draw the line. Spectacular, cardiovascular, attacker. Jacks on the track with the blackler. Hustler, bugger slugger. 40-ounce guzzler. The gold nugget fangs my toes inside those jackler. Fangs. Fluid from your brain get drained. But your heart while you nasty come stained. Ice cold like the winter. Eskimo, enter your skin like a splinter. The decimal is have a festival. Wu-Tang killer bees when you intellectual sounds break your mind. Shine, shine.
Has risen, roll call 3 p.m. This is prison, always and forever, forever always attacks. I bring favor to the air like Craig Mack. Life's a B and then your D. Refer to Nasty Nine's Illmatic. CD number 3 static. You don't want none, you best to keep looking. A-E-I-O, use the hat whooping. You're chooking into clear and pet the danger. I'm a perfect stranger, quick to rearrange you. Outlook, so look out, you hear me come. Quick to beat you down like the RZA on the drums. Change my name like Prince. Punks be trembling. My name ain't Shaq no more. Call me Superman Emblem. March get set, go left. The Shaq, the RZA. Get ready for the mess.
We don't need no hook.
No
we don't
hook.
Need no hook.
We don't need no hook.
No hook.
No hook.
We don't need.
We don't need no hook.
We don't need no hook.
No hook.
Check me. Danger zone. Coming
no
mad back. Terror dome. Like whatever I, we can get it on. Break them back. I'ma set it, yeah. Who that dirty rat? Bring them here. To the mind bender. The death sender to your ear. Method. What up, hookers? Put rats in no gooders. It beat the cow. Breaking rims with the 7-footer. Shaq. Bring it to the front. Now bring it back. Cause the head black. And when my soul train hits the track. Target. The billboard. Chart don't get me started. The whole industry is gassed up and now they fight it. My object is destruction. For percussion, rhymes I'm busting. Got your whole block ducking. Damn, the end is here, apocalypse now. Getting shocked, these are working at.
We don't need is a hook.
We don't need no hooks.
We don't need
no hooks. Wu-Tang.
What?
We don't need no hook. Twisting.
No hook.
You are Gorilla Back.
We don't need no hook.
Luna Nimla.
No hooks.
Respect to the
no
Wu-Tang and the old dirty bastard.
Yo, got knocked up, my closest homie each got popped up and shot up. Cops love the block, no way to eat. So I dropped a half a G on a rented SV 1200 sampler. in a Yamaha 4-track. The bass from the lab used to blow the fucking door back. My ghost was doing stick-ups, trying to make a pick-up. Waiting outside for the breeze truck to pick up. Nothing would work, so we back to chopping nicks up. Giving grown-ass women 2 vows for a dick suck. When I was stressed, I would head to the rest. Then the pads on the SP-12 got pressed. Making beats for the streets so the family could eat. In 93, Wu-Tang Clan dropped their first LP. We went platinum. Yeah, we flattened them. Pockets got fat in them. Whitney got cap in them. Satins on the map in them. Brooklyn do is bombing them. All around the world, killer bees start swarming them. You can't stop us. You can't block us. Rock us or mock us. Knock us or top us. Better sit back and watch us.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
No matter how hard, you better go hard, so hard. If you gon' try and stop me now, I'll be ruckus to rhythm like the blocks be wild. Bad enough I got the cops trying to lock me down. Can't nobody break my stride or shake my pride without a homicide case and trial. It's a long time coming, long nines busting. Cradle to the grave, I'll be on my grind hustling. Sometimes when I think about it, have my mind bugging. The shit that I've been through, things that I've seen, the chicks that I ran through, places I've been, I'm a big of the very song I sing. It's how it is in the heart of it. Most want no part of it. Some will soothe the pain through booze and narcotics. I'ma hold my head, stay true to where my heart is. Either you pay with your life or you pay due to homage.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now.
Regular guy, redder than umbrellas and stickier than apple pie. I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna like, what the fuck, the same Burberry custom brown? He said, could you throw it back, baby, touch the ground? And he said, did that pussy purr? I said, yuck me out, hold up. Fuck boys, ain't no need for you to roll up. Ain't no need for you to double tap, nigga, solo. Keep these bitches on their toes like Manola. Be on the lookout when I come through, bolo. Oh, wow, silicon bitch with a hoe glow. If it ain't big, then I won't blow. Any, more. Fuck, cause the T, I just F the G. Make him say, just F my have to pay. Fall so hard, I just took the knee. Give me Rocky ASAP, nigga, worth the rate.
Freak, freak, freak. Some gala freak, gala freak, gala freak, freak.
I can lick it, I can ride it while you slip it and slide it. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can clip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna and that's most of the white Mike, Michael Carter. I'ma finish these dumb bitch Michael Myers. Don't nobody wanna hear that weak shit ho. In the game 15, ain't peak get ho. Tell that bitch to get a chair, she was cocky, I could see it. To my own tape, so more than your album. Drop a tape,
Nick James, bitch.
Drop a tape,
Nick James, bitch.
I can lick it, I can ride it while you slip it and slide it. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it, you can grip it, you can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna F-R-E-A-K.
There we go. I'm trying to get my mic adjusted. Sorry about that, y'all. Next month, I'm looking forward to it. Holiday music. I like this time of year with the holiday music. I really do. Because it's festive. You know, it's festive. And I dig it. I dig it a lot. But January, like I said, and I already got some stuff for February also. And a few ideas for March and a lot of things like that. Like I said, a couple of weeks ago, I scrapped the whole, like, bonus episodes of NYP Team Radio. I did them. And before I aired them, I didn't like it. It was just, it wasn't what I wanted. So I kind of scrapped that whole project and trying to, I'm in the verge of, redoing it again and making it better and so forth. So hopefully in the coming year, I'll get it right. I just didn't like it. And I like to give you guys the best product possible. So I scrapped all that. And like I said, it's just like, can't just give you something half-assed. So I try to, that's why from time to time, if I do a show live, I do it now and I hear it back, or I try to edit it before I download it and I don't like it and it's delayed, because I don't like the finished product. If I don't like the audio's coming in and out and I hear it later on when I'm about to drop it, I'm like, all right, let me just scrap this whole thing and do it all over. And I'd rather just delay it for a few hours or a couple of days, I should say, than just give you a subpar a product that's just not at the quality I know it could be. So a lot of great things coming soon in 23, along great music and all that good stuff. So a lot of things have been delayed, but for good reasons. I kind of like perfection when it comes to doing the show and so forth. So moving on. I had something else on Nas, and he had a hell of a week. Nas' home burglarized, crooks make clean getaway. Nas' home was burglarized this week, and it sounds like a lot of crap. Why would he say that? Why would you call his stuff crap? I'm not saying that. A lot of crap was jacked. Number one, controversy, you don't get mad. You tell the white person that said this, because we don't say crap was jack. No one used the word jack. Oh, crap was jack. You say his shit was taken. His shit was taken. It's better than crap. I know it's still the same mind frame. Or you just say, hey, his things were taken from him. Anyway, law enforcement said two men broke into the rapper's Calabasas property last Saturday around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, apparently having smashed through a rear door to gain entry. were told Nas's team became aware of their presence due to a ring camera. When the two guys were leaving, we're told the crew saw them and they called the cops. By the time officers arrived, the two dudes were long gone. Who the fuck wrote this? Nas wasn't home, BTW. Who wrote this? By the way, he was in NYC for an album release party. Nobody else was at the house either, it seems. As for the damage done, our sources say the guys tore the place apart and left with at least two bags worth of stuff. Now you want to say stuff. Unclear what exactly was taken or how much it's worth. We're told Nas is still out of town and will have to come back and do a proper inventory of the items stolen, which will then give the authorities an idea of what they're looking for. No arrests have been made, and the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is still investigating. I got two people in line. Anyone check on 21 Savage and Drake? Anyone talk to them? 21 Savage and Drake? I'm just saying. Led by 21 Savage, who's hating on Nas. Anyone? No? Okay, I would talk to them first. But no, seriousness, I think this is – it's nothing than a worse feeling when someone breaks into your home or your car or anything and takes your personal items. It's no worse feeling where, you know, people who need to work for their, you know, work for the stuff come and take yours that you work hard for. I don't know who's Nas' security team is. Number one, I'm firing everybody because I shouldn't depend on a ring camera. Like, I'm Nas. I'm in Calabasas, a high-risky area. I got a security team. Y'all should be watching my jaw in like 24 hours, not using some ring camera. Hey, this is good. Let me call the police. And we all know the police are going to take their time because that's what police do. Yeah, I said it because it's the truth. They got away with your stuff. We'll take a report. You're not going to catch them. That's what they're thinking. If no one's being harmed, your stuff got taken, there's no need to rush. We'll just write out a report. You'll get it right back. Blah, 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 blah. That's what happens. But like I said, I'm firing my security team, hands down. I'm just firing it. That's it. Because the thing that helped them was the ring camera. Keep the ring camera. Ring camera would have helped you. The guy sitting there chilling. Hey, look what's on the ring camera. This is 21 Savage and Drake. It's not really, I'm just making it as a joke to make you laugh. Oh, look at these two guys taking out the stuff, a bag full of stuff. So how did they get in? How, like, where's the alarm system? The whole nine. You're in Calabasas. And if you don't know, Calabasas is an upscale area in California. I think outside of Los Angeles or something. Little town area in Los Angeles. Correct me, my West Coast people, if I'm wrong. But like I said, hell of a week, ups and downs. You got the KD3 premiering. You got these assholes disrespecting you in either form of saying you're not relevant, crashing into your crib and taking your things. But at the end of the day, thank goodness, thank God, thank the higher power, whatever everybody believe in, that no one was hurt or any injuries happened or anything like that. You always can get your stuff back, even though it's a pain in the ass. And you do feel violated when someone breaks into your home or breaks into whatever, like I said. You feel violated. And it's definitely a very frustrating thing to feel. It's just you feel you're mad. You want to get them. So you never know. Things might turn up. Who knows? But definitely, like I said, it's just people breaking in and the whole nine. And it's ridiculous. But again, the best thing is no one was hurt. That's the best thing. All right, here we go. You're adjusting my microphone here. Okay. Fat Joe is still upset with the fact that Chance and Black Eyed Peas stole his Grammys. No one bumps that weak shit, quote Fat Joe. Fat Joe is taking the bumpy ride down memory lane to promote his memoir, The Book of Jose, dredging up salty feelings about Grammy losses to Chance the Rapper and Black Eyed Peas. Joe Crack and his right-hand woman, Remy Ma's classic Lean Back and All the Way Up, were up for best rap performances in 05 and in 17, respectively, but took L, Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started, and Chance's No Problem with Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. Joe maintains his 3-time platinum All the Way Up was bigger than Chance's hit, a song's melody he wouldn't recognize if it was playing while he was trapped in the elevator. That's his words. Not mine, but they're good. Yoto GQ, if people understood the culture, Remy and I were like Robin Hood and Cinderella. They gave it to Chance the Rapper, and for what? I'm not going to be disrespectful, a little too late for that, but they gave it to him for a record I don't even know no more. This is my point. I don't even know what his beat. I don't even know what he beat us with. Do you understand? Will.i.am and Black Eyed Peas were brought into the hip hop game through Eazy-E. Didn't even know that, and have several multi platinum songs and albums. But Joe couldn't recall the group's name. He was so disgusted in losing to them. As he puts it, same thing happened to us with Lean Back. We lost best rap performance by a duo or group in 05 to what's these guys? What's the guy with the girl, Fergie? Railing against Grammy snubs has been a hot topic all week with the announcement of the 2023 nominees, which includes Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake, all of whom enjoy mass popularity. Other less Billboard-friendly artists didn't garner the Grammy shine. We recently spoke to the Grammy magnate, Her, who says true artists shouldn't worry about such accolades because the love of art is what matters most. Joe has been showing hip-hop love for more than 30 years, but is still 0-5 with his Grammy nominations and is obviously still eating at him. Well, in the different genres of entertainment, whether it's movies, music, even sports, but in terms of movies, television, Broadway, music, it's a championship. And it's true, two artists shouldn't compare. That's true, and you're right. However, having that on your resume of a multi-time Grammy winner, American Music Award winner, Oscar winner, Emmy winner, Tony winner, you know, for Broadway plays, that helps boost your money and pretty much put more eyeballs on you. And you can take it either way. You can take it like this, like, yo, that's your championship. Yo, I solidify it. Like, I'm the shit. I beat everybody in this category. I beat everyone. This shit is my best album, blah, 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 blah. Then other artists like her, can be real artsy, like, it doesn't matter. It's just all about the music and the love for it and all that stuff. Well, I need to look and see if she got nominated or won anything. I think it's bullshit at the same time. I agree, but I think it's bullshit because at the end of the day, you want to get acknowledged for your hard work and you want to compete against fast and show. Like, look, my shit is 3 times platinum. She got awards for that. That's what music is. That's what the entertainment is based on. Like sports, it was a championship to call it. Instead, you call it an award. And you want to do your best work because you want the Grammys. You want the American Music Awards. You want the MTV Music Awards. You want the NAACP. Whatever competition you're in, whatever contest, whatever award show, you want to garner the best product possible. You want to be that person. And then I'm sure, like I said, there's a few. And like, it doesn't matter, this, that, and the other. But, yeah, to lose to – and I'm not crapping on Chance the Rapper at all. I'm not a huge Chance the Rapper fan. And that's not because I'm not being disrespectful. I wouldn't really know his music unless you told me it's him, because I don't follow him like that. That's not my thing, baby. Not my shtick, not my bag. I wouldn't know. Black Eyed Peas, they're not hip-hop, so I don't know why they're going up against Fat Joe in a category of hip-hop. I kind of see Black Eyed Peas more pop than rap, like a little bit of a collective of everything. Because you rhyme a little bit on an album does not make you a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of thought it was more like a pop-ish, pop alternative type thing, not rap. So, like, to put them in a category of rap, it's weird to me. I'm like, that's not really rap. So I can see that being upsetting because it's like, it's not hip-hop. That's not hip-hop to me. And again, I'm not dissing Black Eyed Peas. It's just like, let's get it started. Let's get it started. It's like, that's not hip-hop. You know, because you rhyme, it's not to me. But the Grammys are the Grammys. And we know how the Grammys are. Grammys really are not big on hip-hop music in general. They don't, they just plug anything in there. You put Macklemore, he won for best rap album 1 year. Like crazy shit like that. You had, this past year, you had a White Cat win for best reggae. You know, my man was from Vermont. You know what I mean? It's like, but they just, hey, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, like I said, even though Fat Joe lost, he's in that category. The real hip-hop heads, the real music cats and kittens, they know who should have won that. And he's still successful. And like I said, I don't even remember, I don't even know another Chance Rapper song. If you paid me, I couldn't tell you. I have to look it up and Google it, or you have to tell me. On that one. And I just, like I said, I'm just never really, I'm not saying corny, I just never was a big Chance Rapper fan. And nothing against him at all. So I don't want to be, oh, you dissed him. No, I just don't follow him that much. I couldn't really tell you. I like Black Eyed Peas also. I just don't see him in the genre of hip-hop at all. But I find that kind of odd that, excuse me, that he has them on there. You know, it's Grammy has them on there. That's really weird. Anyway. All right, but what I'm going to do, take another music break. When we come back, got a few more things I'm going to get into. So stick around. Look at me messing up. Stick around. I'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Watch out now.
Get money, get money.
Hey, yo, my song's on. I gotta get my bruh on some thought. All the three buckets of mama, we getting more dough.
Off the bus, you getting jelly.
Pulling mom hoes off the look,
you getting jelly.
You wanna hate me, cause your wife B wants an autograph. I'm looking her eyes, I can see she wants more than that. When I see my asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts and all of that,
your shit borderwack.
Hope I'm dead, I have you fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock, ever since junior high, swell a five fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up. I'm fed up, niggas wanna bring it,
whatever.
I'ma storm your parade, blow your legs off with a grenade. Now you flapping like a mermaid, gapping north with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar. Bagging the bartender tips, and I back the chick with a high in the eye. She did the butterfly, rubbing her ass against my button fly. I could already imagine my shit stuck inside. Every time I strike, haters be like that fucking guy.
Out that joke, it's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Mess up an old black and fire. Dark nigga only fuck with muchacha mala.
Big Jews, dímelo coño, how we do?
How we do? Don't call it a man, they love you.
What you gonna do?
What?
Nigga, what you gonna do?
To my poly and niggas who campaign, to the killers who be loving the chicas and champagne, thugs who be wild in the club and snatch chains, players who be pimping the hoes with no brains. Front watch a nigga get shot from close range. The most strange, crazy motherfucker won't change. Beat nuts forever, die hard, you want pain? Cause you walking out of here breathing is insane. Flip the beat fast, you leave the club with a heat rash. You got a weak stats, came in the club with a free pass. I ain't even know they made a rollie for your cheap ass. Making me laugh, you was in jail wearing knee pads. Not a beat pass, gotten over your head, it's over your deck. Rainbow over both of your legs, to both of us set. Platinum getting took this year, cause for real there ain't nothing but crooks in here, nigga.
How's that joke? It's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Mess up the matter of old black and fala. Talk nigga, only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew,
dímelo coño,
how we do?
How we do? Don't call it a man, they like you.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna
nigga,
do?
What you gonna do?
Beat nuts come through,
You better watch your step.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Hey,
yo, what's your
for love, but love's got a thin line. The puns got a big nine. Respect crime, but not when it reflect mine. The shit I'm on is wrong, but it lasts long. From the past one upon the wake up with the stash going, I'm mad strong and my cream is fast. Smoke the greenest grass, my bitch got the meanest ass. And it tastes legit, I don't have to waste a whole case of Chris. All it takes is my pretty face, I'm against the wit. Lace the click, cause we all share, it's all fair. Like love and war, thugger's all with the long hair. Big pun, pun, the name that makes the kids run. Like from the murder, reverse of the middle bed run. Come one, come more, if you wanna brawl, I'm the mighty Thor. Close line of motherfuckers like Steven Seagal. Cause all you're gonna get is your ass kicked up in the casket, that's it.
That's it.
Punish your bastard at last, it's rappers that really blast it. Cat getting big, willy niggas like Billy Baskin. Up at Jimmy's Cafe, having caviar, cracking crystal at the bar. Smoking cigars, living large, revolver still. Roll with the mob, doing jobs for real. Some hard to kill, for real, nigga guard to grill. I like the chill, sparking hell and get high. I'm one hell of a guy, fly, pelican fly.
What up, Duco? You know, politics and pop a two-go. I'm out here watching for Jay, getting the salute, though. Shoot, bro, I got a waterproof suit, yo. Swerving like an AKA in Beirut, yo. Squeezing out of automatic M3s and please. You ain't seen no thugs like these. I can tell you lots of things that'll make you believe. In Coronio, it's better to take than to receive.
Your career's on life support, and I'ma pull the plug and have every thug chewing that beat on drug in their blood. No escaping this. Niggas is going over their favorite shit to be taping this. World premiere, loud and clear, lie and beer. Get the dough, blow up the show, disappear. Jump in the Cavalier, feeling marvelous. Street pharmacist, twist, audibleist. For pleasure, bring your territory, capital. Keep my workers under pressure, God, I'm saying fuck Lester. But that's alright, Duco, my heart nowadays too cold. Don't give a fuck, where you been, what you done, where you go. You know, beat this, stay back. In black shades like a secret agent. My night thieves, roll up on you like sleeves. We like trees, bust thieves and stack cheese.
It's on the hook this year, shout out. Make it mad. Money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year. It's off the hook this year. Getting mad money off the books this year. Ain't nothing but crooks in here. Getting mad money off the books this year.
Live long, get
Put your party on, don't let the liquor fool you, cause I'm sticking to you. Something sharp to the heart or something big to move you. The desert or the shoddy, whatever, you the body that chose to be the dumb nigga at the party. Too much Bacardi, started speaking dumb. Then you try to snuff Joe, must have been Puerto Rican rum. That's the hardcore, to use a sophomore. Takes years to earn a pair of Trevor Squad balls. So get lost to take one, bones I break them, pigs that bacon. So get fried if they come. You see that? I'm like G-Rap, Pac, Master P. All balled up with a twist of Mark Anthony. Recognize me, I'm the one cocking the auto. Tony Sunshine, please, cante el coro.
Like a jelly bean, I'm bad.
That's bad.
call me insane. I'm as hungry as a bull. Of course you know I am poor. I enjoy what I'm doing, plus I'm paid in full. Not fucking Rubin side, but busted out as I say the kind of rhymes that make a seize with it. I die. Never retire or put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You wanna hit, give me an hour, plus a pen and a bag. MCs retreat, cause they know I can beat them. And eat them in a battle and the rep won't cheat them. I'm the baddest, taking out all rookies. Don't forget, Oreos eat Cool J cookies. I'm bad. When I retire, I'll get worshipped like a old battleship. LL, I'm bad. All the rappers know when I enter the center, they say, yo, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large, Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a punter or a hunter from a raccoon lodge. The original tard, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pod. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I descend from my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, gun or Abdullah's son. My vocals exact, like racket pinion in a tag. You try to brag, you get your rhyme from a grab. No good scavenger, catfish, vulture. My tongue's a sizzle and the composition's vulture. I'm bad.
Think I'm gonna need backup. Think I'm gonna need backup.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. I'm sure All Points Bulletin do not go out saying a light-skinned brother with dimples. I'm sure they don't say that. I'm just, you're looking for a light-skinned brother with dimples. Like, I don't, I'm sure they don't, wearing a kango. I'm sure they don't say that. Welcome back again to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Remember, if you cannot catch this show live, while it's happening on Sundays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you always download it on demand. Go into archives of Blog Talk or go to Apple, which is iTunes, obviously, iHeart, Spotify, Amazon Music, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Overcast, CastBox, on Google. So you have a plethora of ways of catching this show at your leisure. And, you know, subscribe, download, enjoy, share, comment, give a review. The more reviews, the more people hear about the show, and hopefully it's good reviews on this episode and others. So appreciate that. So remember, you always catch it whenever you can. You don't have to really do it on a Sunday. You can do it while you're working out in the morning before you go to work or on your way to work or at your desk. And hopefully I'm not too graphic with my, you know, music and my language at times. I have a bit of a salty language at times. Hey, you curse too much. I hear that. Shit like that. See, I just cursed. But yeah, tell everyone tomorrow, like I said last week, this weekend, I was cold out here on the East Coast or the Midwest, wherever you at, and I stayed in. I heard this cool ass brother, Min KG, broadcasting live. And now he's funny, got music relevant, and blah, blah, blah. And he, you know what I'm saying? He laid on roof. And then they'll check it out. Then they'll tell someone and tell someone and so forth. So. That's what I'm saying. NYPA Entertainment Radio. All right, let's keep this train going. All right, let me see. All right, let me see what I got here. I don't know. This is a plethora of things here. All right, I'll save that one. I'll start with this one. Will Smith personally paid Emancipation extras playing dead bodies in 100 degree heat. They personally paid the extras in his new movie, Emancipation. Will Smith empathized with Emancipation extras during production of the Apple original film. Smith plays Whipped Peter. That's his name. That's the slave's name, Whipped Peter, a slave with a scarred back who escapes the swamps of Louisiana and eventually joins the Union Army to fight in the Civil War. The film is based on a true story and was inspired by a photograph of the scars that the real-life slave acquired after being brutally assaulted on a plantation. Emancipation will be released in theaters December 2nd before streaming on Apple TV Plus December 9th. Director Antoine Fuqua, I like saying his name, Fuqua, revealed that during the Louisiana set shoot, Smith made a point of introducing himself to more than 300 extras on set and even gave money to those playing corpses in the heat. Quote, he was kind to everyone on the set. Will would go around and hug and shake hands. We had 300-something extras and military Marines. We had to stop Will from doing that because of COVID, Fuqua said to Vanity Fair. Quote, he's funny. He's fun. We had certain extras that were the dead bodies in the graves, and he would go give them money for laying there in that heat over 100 degrees. Fuqua declined to comment on Wilson's incident at the Oscars, adding of filming. I saw a different person than that one moment in time, and so my reaction was that particular moment is very foreign to me when it comes to Will Smith. I have nothing but amazing things to say about Will Smith, really genuinely. You can ask anybody that work on the movie, they'll tell you the same. Nicest person I've ever met in my life. The Trinidad director noted that as a filmmaker, I wasn't out looking for a slave movie. I never saw Emancipation as a slave movie. Instead, the film is rooted in sacred motivation and the pursuit of freedom in both physical and spiritual senses. It was a story about triumph, Fuqua said. As for Smith's performance, Fuqua added, it's really hard to release a character who's been brutalized and called the N-word every day, constantly. Every day and still be the nicest person in the world. Smith admitted that it was a grueling process to embody the role of Pete. Quote, not just me, but for every single person working on the film, Smith said, we had therapists and spiritual teachers on set. We had a pastor. The daily reminder of the merciless treatment of a race of people was punishing to our spirit. And yet, I don't think I want to shake off the concept that Peter illuminated for me is that heaven and hell are states of consciousness. For me to have the opportunity to walk in Peter's trail and try to understand and dissect what is going on in the heart and mind of a man who has endured what he has endured and survived, it is a gift. It is a source of new inspiration and has helped me to cultivate a higher capacity empathy. Emancipation marks Smith's first on-screen performance since the infamous situation at the Oscars, which we all know about. While Smith is banned from attending the Academy Awards for 10 years, critics have already speculated that Emancipation could be an awards season player. There's a lot to unpack there. Let me back up a little bit. I've seen the trailer a few times, and I'm not big on movies like this because it frustrates the hell out of me. And hearing the N-word constantly throughout a movie just in general or a TV show pisses me off. I bring it up all the time. Ask my best friend and brother, Mike. I in his ear all the time. Hey, he said the N-word. It ruined it for me. I can't stand hearing that. I don't like hearing the music, but it's nothing I can do. And just put it in there. But movies like that, especially that's entrenched in the slavery genre, so to speak, irks me, angers me. But I've seen the trailer. It looked good. And not for nothing, again, mentioning when I said in the last segment about championship goals, awards, this has his performance. I've seen in the trailer looks phenomenal. And I'm like, my God, dude, you could have been a back-to-back winner in this joint because it looks good. He's acting his ass off. Just from the trailer I've seen, I'm like, damn, this shit look good just from his performance. And it's messed up that he did that. He could have been a back-to-back winner. Now, I don't, like they said, he could be nominated, but he just can't show up. So I wonder how that works. Like, can he still be nominated? They say he can't come to an Academy Award. They didn't say he couldn't be nominated or the film couldn't be. So I'm kind of curious on how that goes, or at least Antoine Fuqua can be nominated for directing. That's interesting, but it looks interesting. It looks real good. I do want to take a peek, and I have Apple Plus. I don't know if I'm going to pay for that, but that's a story. That's none of y'all business. But I do want to take a look at Emancipation. It looks interesting, but I got to build myself up for it. I don't want to go in the theaters and watch it. I kind of want to watch it at home so I can stop it and stop and start when I want to, because I'm sure I've seen the picture of Will Smith as Whipping Peter, which is a fucked up name, and he had all the scars on him, and it's something where I can't watch it in public. It's something where I'm going to have to do bits and pieces at a time because it might bring a lot of emotions in me, and I'm sure maybe others. But it looks interesting, and it looks good. I commend him on coming out of pocket, literally, and paying the extras who are enduring that 100-degree weather. And they're getting paid. They can pay something, but not enough to be, you know, heat deprivation, so to speak, in Louisiana with 100-degree weather. So that's kind of cool that he did that he paid them and what have you. That incident, we spoke about it 3 million ways from Sunday, no pun intended. And the nicest person can have a lapse of bad judgment and can step out of character for whatever reason. We're all human. We're flawed at the end of the day. And it happens. No one's immune to being perfect. Sometimes people push that button and we step out of character. Everyone's done it at work or in the situation where you try to put a mask on and keep it moving and so forth. We're human, and he made a mistake he got to live with, and that's that. I think that was genuine when he did it, and I have to. I never met the man, and I think he's genuinely a nice person. We all have our bad days. We all have our bad moments, like I said. So, and I don't take anything away from him or anyone. Period. Whether you're a civilian, as I call you, or a celebrity, you're going to make your mistakes. You just are. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep it moving overall. So we'll see what happens when they start announcing awards. And I think probably sometime next month, going into January, they'll start announcing it'll be award season, see what they say. At least if he does it, at least Antoine Fuqua, the screenwriters, and other actors, actresses in the movie will get some type of acknowledgement and don't get snubbed off of what he did. If you don't want to give him more, then base it on him alone, not anyone else that works with him. They weren't there. It had nothing to do with it. You don't want to acknowledge him or something, then erase him. Don't erase Antoine Fuqua or those screenwriters or the hardworking production or everyone who sacrificed to put this film together. Just leave it on him. Don't do it to everyone else. If it's good, it's good. Fuqua did a great job directing, then you give him his award and you know, nominate him and give him his award. You know what I'm saying? So time will tell, and you know, I'll let you know when things, you know, when they start making nominees and so forth. Spock, my favorite MC. Redman shares all of the hilarious details, behind the funniest episode of MTV Cribs ever, which is my favorite one, not because he's my favorite MC, but it's the funniest. Millennial Mansions enthusiasts have been having a good month since the hit lifestyle documentary series MTV Cribs returned to TV. The series is a serving of opulence that takes us on tours of the most outrageous celebrity estates as viewers get to imagine what their lives would be like if they had Fat Joe's sneaker collection or Cash Money records, a finely placed living room jacuzzi. But for all the embarrassments of riches featured on the series, only one celebrity domicile that of rapper and record producer Redman was worthy of the title of most infamous, most cited, as described by the series creator Mina L. Diaz. Instead of taking the route of artists like Ja Rule, who used the program to inflate the perception of their wealth, I'm going to get to that after this, Redman kept it real by showing the actual dumpy duplex that the influential MC occupied in Staten Island. Turns out that the legendary rapper lived like a 19-year-old frat boy in the apartment the size of Mariah Carey's closet. According to the oral history of the episode from Trillis, Def Jam rapper didn't give MTV any hint about what they would find when they first approached him about doing a Cribs episode for his living situation. And when the film crew drove out into the boondocks of Staten Island, the first thing they were greeted by as they approached the beige duplex, the perplexing match the address given to them by Redman was two exposed wires hanging out from the holes where a doorbell should be and a screenless screen door. Explain Redman, they show up fucking early. I want to at least clean up a bit since I ain't have any real furniture in there and shit. And I thought I had a little bit of time and I didn't. From the opening shot of the episode, it's clear that a little bit of time was not going to be nearly enough to clean up a house that looked like what would happen if a group of 13-year-olds went in on an apartment with a family of cockroaches, trash, dirty clothes, porn DVDs litter the apartment, which Redman presented as if it was a 9,000 square foot mega mansion. The highlights of the tour included a shot of Redman's cousin, Mr. Cream, formerly Sugar Bear, passed out on the floor. I remember all this, of the rapper's basement, and revealed a Redman's dollar box, a shoebox full of crumpled up bills on top of the Redman's fridge that the MTV film crew shot like it was a platinum jet ski. Said one of the show's producer, Erica Clark, I remember when we got the footage back being like, what the fuck are we going to do with this? He was himself, but no errors about him. I was like, this is funny. This is kind of hilarious. But I remember saying to the editor, is anyone going to want to watch this? Are we going to get in trouble? Not only did people watch it, they loved it. The episode was the most popular in the series, and everyone involved still gets questions about it. Redman, who still lives in the duplex, said of the episode's success, once you do things and keep things 100 with yourself, you can never lose, and that's just what happened. That's why we won. We kept it 100. We kept it truthful all the way. It taught me a lesson to stick to my guns and to be true to myself. Don't be somebody you're not. Don't be things that you're not. Keeping it real, indeed. This is one of the reasons why that's my boy. I remember this. I laughed all the way through to this very day. I still laugh when I watch it. His crib. Here's a peek behind the curtain on a lot of, for those who may or may not know, who watch MTV Cribs now and back then. A lot of this lavish shit that you see, this big, ginormous mansion and all this stuff, a lot of that's not them. What MTV did not say is, in this interview, was that they asked Redman, because he said this recently in an interview, and he said it a few years ago, they asked the funk doctor, they was like, do you want to rent a mansion? They ask these people who don't have it, do you want to rent something that looks like you do? Redman was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to show you where I live at. And he showed them where he lived at. And hold on. That's it. How could he live like that? How could he be smart? You don't need all that. That don't mean the man's broke. It means he's living smart. You know, simple duplex, Staten Island, it's not a dump. It's an everyday home. And compared to these so-called assholes at MTV that expect every artist, actor to have a big, ginormous mega mansion with 18,000 cars and 109 rooms like Rick Ross. Now, you don't need to do that. Sometimes some people just like, fuck, save my money and keep it moving. And, you know, just live normal, got a nice couple of cars and keep my money in the bank and whatever. And he didn't want to rent it. He didn't want to rent a mansion. They tried to get him to rent one. He refused to. So you're going to come to my crib and this is what it was. And you had the wires sticking out. He yelled at, he did say the bell did work if you rub the wires together. He put his head out the screen and said, hey, the screen is the screen. This is what it is. I remember walking over Sugar Bear. I remember the dollar box. He said, you want some juice or some eggs? You went to the corner store? That's real life. Everybody's got a container of money somewhere, some quick cash to go get some juice from the corner store to get some whatever. Some people got cousins and brothers, you know, staying over for the night, sleeping on the floor. You got to walk over them. Some people got a porn collection. That's real life. Not everyone has 18,000 cars or a river of water, a stream of water, a river coming through your crib, you know, through every room. Big platinum screens in every room, you know, playing Scarface, the movie on the loop. Not everyone does that. No one has that. That's not realistic. Some of that shit is not even factual. This is, I related to that. Like, oh, shit, I got a crib like that. I know somebody live like that. And that's real. And that's why people liked it, because it wasn't fantasy. I'm not a big fan of MTV Cribs to begin with, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Because I don't want, like, why are you throwing your wealth and fame in my fucking face? I don't give a fuck how you live. I don't care. I don't watch it like that. I watch that because he's the phone Dr. Spock, and that's my boy. That's the only episode I really watched, was because he was on it. And it was hilarious. And at first, I said, that's not his real crib. That's not for him. And it was. And I was like, you like him even more because it's realistic. All this other shit, I like people flaunting their wealth in my face. Like, okay, you got money, big deal. Okay, you got a big mansion. Well, look at my sneaker collection. Look at the Dom Perignon and the caviar. Look at my jet. Okay, big fucking deal. All right, you got one. All right, you got a jet. Okay, look at you. All right, you showed it off. Now what? What's the end game in this? You showed off your wealth. What's the end game? Do you feel better? You sleep well at night? Get your nut off? Get your shit off? Like, that doesn't thrill me. So I'm not big on it. I can care less about stuff like that, people showing off their wealth. And that's corny to me. That's why I never was big into, that show. It was flat at the end of the day. Not big on that. I make it bigger, whatever. I'm quiet. I don't need to flaunt. I know what I got. Keep it moving. You know what I mean? Modest, nice crib. Maybe one or two rides, whatever. Keep it moving. I don't need to be showing off a 200-room mansion that I'm not going to see half the time, or don't even know it was another room. Ridiculous. Shout out to Redman, though. That shit was funny. And again, I'm not being biased. It's a good episode. So look it up on YouTube if you don't know what we're talking about. Happened back in 01, if I'm correct. Either 2000 or 01. Can't remember. It was one of those 2 years. But hilarious. Best episode. Dope. You know what else is dope as fuck? My music list. So sit back, relax, we're going to play some music, and I'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
said I loved you just one more time. I tried to figure out how to make you right, but I don't know where to go from here.
Do you know my name? The devil's in the detail. I'm a natural born killer.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. All right, let's keep this going. Actor Chris Hemsworth to take time off acting after Alzheimer's predisposition. The Thor actor carries two copies of the gene APOL4, which studies have linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. Hollywood actor Chris Hemsworth recently revealed that he is at an increased risk of developing Alzheimer's due to a genetic predisposition. Soon after he announced that he will be taking some time off from acting, the 39-year-old Australian actor got to know about the diagnosis while he was undergoing routine tests during the filming of a new docuseries, which will stream on Disney+. The Thor actor carries two copies of the gene APOE4, which studies have linked to an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. He, however, emphasized that it is not a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, and neither does it mean he will definitely develop the disease, but is a cause for concern. The shocking revelation was made during a recent interview. After doing an episode of National Geographic's Limitless, that it really triggered something in me to want to take some time off. And since we finished the show, I've been completing the things I was already contracted to do. Now when I finish this tour this week, I'm going home. I'm going to have a good chunk of time off and just simplify. Be with the kids, be with my wife. During the Vanity Fair interview, the Thor actor said the diagnosis did not come as a surprise since his grandfather has Alzheimer's. The actor said the news forced him to face the reality of his own mortality. Quote, most of us, we like to avoid speaking about death. Then all of a sudden, be told something big. Some big indicators are actually pointing to this as the route to which is going to happen. The reality of it sinks in. Your own mortality, he says. Come on, I hate these big screens. It's like one in 1,000 people, or one in 10,000. I can't remember. Oh, that's a bad sign. But 8 to 10 times more likely, he said to Vanity Fair, jokingly adding, since you told me that, I feel like my memory is getting worse. It's a placebo effect, or it's taking place. My concern was I just didn't want to manipulate or over-dramatize it and make it into some sort of hokey grab at empathy or whatever for entertainment. It's not like I've been handed my resignation, he added. That can be scary, period. Alzheimer's is a scary disease when you see loved ones with either that or dementia. Period. It's sad. It's scary. And to know, again, he said it was guaranteed, but to have that in the back of your mind, that you have a higher chance of a higher percentage of getting it, of course you put things in perspective, and it shakes you. It rattles you a little bit. It will rattle anyone. Again, like I said earlier, we're all human beings at the end of the day. So, I can't imagine and don't want to imagine that feeling of knowing and anticipating, because I worry a lot anyway. Oh, this is a sad thing. I overthink stuff. Anyone who knows me know I do. And they go, oh, you'll be fine. Because it's true. I worry about things. So I already know that'll drive me up the wall. At the end of the day, I'll just be like, oh, shit. The smallest thing, that I forget, I'm panicking. Oh, shit, what the hell is happening? Because I would. That would bother me. It's happening now, and it would. I do it now. Sometimes I'll, walk in the room, what am I supposed to do? And I get scared. Like, oh, shit. It's like, that's the early signs? I'm being serious. I'm tongue-in-cheek. I'm kind of being funny. But at the same time, I'm being serious. But I can imagine when they say possibly this could happen. It's going to be on your mind. But at the end of the day, I'm saying this, whatever anyone out there believes in a higher power is up to them. This is science. Science can be wrong at times, despite a recent episode of Elementary this past week about science. Anyway, science can be wrong at times. Like I said, it's just, we're human, and you're going to have that on your mind, and hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully that's the gene that doesn't trigger in him or anyone else outside his grandfather. He has to see his grandfather go through that. I've been through that. My grandmother had a little bit of dementia before she passed, and I hate that. So it's a scary thing to see someone who has full of memory and they don't remember stuff. It's not a good thing at all. So prayers to him, and hopefully it'll be all right, and he'll get past it, and it'll be all right, because it's not definite, but it definitely can shake you, and I think he'll be all right and, make good movies to come. Now, I'm going to make everyone laugh. I'm going to get out of that dark shit and make you laugh. One of my favorite subjects recently has been the baby. The baby was seen trying to give away 30 tickets for his show at a Cheesecake Factory in Nashville. It's not been a good month for the baby. I was waiting for a dramatic pause, so I did that. Earlier this month, tickets for the baby show in Alabama was being sold on a buy one, get one free special to fill a venue with a capacity of 1,300. This week, we have seen a Cheesecake Factory in Nashville He was seen at a Cheesecake Factory in Nashville handing out free tickets to employees. According to Twitter users who claim to work at the Cheesecake Factory location, the baby had gone into the restaurant the day before. The following day, he brought a cameraman to capture what he thought could have been an iconic moment. He came to my job yesterday to give out free tickets, said Twitter user. He left and came back with a cameraman. Why? why is he here again? The last line of the tweet is referring to someone audibly asking a question in a captured video. In 21, DaBaby received much backlash after making homophobic comments during his set at a Rolling Loud festival. In an interview with Ebro in the Morning, he revealed the comments cost him over $100 million. Quote, I take accountability for everything, every single bit of it, DaBaby said. Oof. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, but most importantly, knowing the hindsight, when you get to a certain level in this business, you're held accountable for different levels of things. What a fall from grace. My man, not once, but twice, double dipped at Cheesecake Factory. Not for the food. Not for that. He's handing out tickets because he can't fill the show. This cat used to fill arenas, stadiums alike, with his whack-ass music. Now, it wasn't because of his whack-ass music, because he opened up his mouth and said something whack. He can't fill a 1,300 capacity room. So he's going there. Number one, why would you bring a cameraman back? That doesn't make anything better. It makes it worse. Do the shit on the low. Matter of fact, you send someone in to do it for you. Or maybe you can't get no one to do it for him. But anyway, you send someone in to do it for you. Like, yo, go in there and be like, hey, I'm giving a free thing because I'm doing a contest or some shit. Make up something. But you don't do it yourself. And then bring a camera person in there as if, you know, you're doing something iconic, like an iconic moment. You don't do that. No. You're telling on yourself. What the hell are you doing? It doesn't make you look admirable or cool. It makes you look sad and foolish and, I don't know, sad and foolish. That's it. I don't know. You know, I'm just kind of just shaking my head like, And I thought it'd be his music that'll bring him down. How horrible it is. Nah. He opened his mouth and ignorance came out. And ignorance cost him $100 million. And the last of stock at the Cheesecake Factory. Now, you won't see me come to the local Philadelphia Cheesecake Factory and hand it out free links. Not just links, everyone. Streaming links to listen to this show. Nah, no, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. Because I'll send someone in to do it for me. Simple as that. I laugh at it. It's funny. It's no way around it. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I'm sorry, it is. It just is. Not once, but twice with a cameraman. Anyway, taking the last music break. When we come back, excuse me, I'm going to wrap things up here on NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Who this?
Yo, it's Spoon. Let's go up to the beach, man, and catch some females and have a barbecue.
How we gonna get there? We ain't got no car! Fool.
Gang bang, and you don't have to stand on the corner and swing, 'cause you got your
help me if you can't help yourself. You better make a layup. And then you die, still trying to get a piece of that apple pie. Every game ain't the same, cause the game still remains. Don't it seem kinda strange, ain't a damn thing changed. If you don't work, then you don't eat. And only down ass niggas can ride with me. Hop, 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 if I quickly down the block. Stay sucker free and keep the busters off your dock. You gotta have heart, son, if you wanna go. Watch this sweet chariot swing low. Ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody dying. Ain't nobody worrying, everybody's trying. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you wanna have something, you better stop fronting. What you gonna do when the five roll by? You better be ready so you can ride.
Yo.
Coolio, man, why you hang up on me? Anyway, what's up with the beach? Let's go to the beach, man.
Man, we ain't got no ride.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Quit calling me.
Coolio.
Fool.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers in the street
light.
The situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to a die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. and the money, money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Where I harvest my grain, I take a look at my wife and realize she's very plain. But that's just perfect for an Amish like me. You know I shun fancy things like electricity. At 4:30 in the morning I'm milking cows. Jebediah feeds the chickens and Jacob plows. Fool, and I've been milking and plowing so long that even Ezekiel thinks that my mind is gone. I'm a man of the land, I'm into discipline. Got a Bible in my hand and a beard on my chin. But if I finish all of my chores and you finish thine, then tonight we're gonna party like it's 1699. We've been spending most our lives living in an Amish paradise. I churn butter once or twice, living in an Amish paradise. It's hard work and sacrifice, living in an Amish paradise. We sell quilts at discount price, living in an Amish paradise. A local boy kicked me in the butt last week. I just smiled at him and I turned the other cheek. I really don't care, in fact I wish him well, 'cause I'll be laughing my head off when he's burning in hell. But I ain't never punched a tourist even if he deserved it. An Amish with a tool, you know that's unheard of. I never wear buttons but I got a cool hat, and my homies agree I really look good in black, fool. If you come to visit you'll be bored to tears. We haven't even paid the phone bill in 300 years. But we ain't really quaint, so please don't point and stare. We're just technologically impaired.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise. We're just plain and simple guys living in an Amish paradise. There's no time for sin and vice living in an Amish paradise. We don't fight, we all play nice living in an Amish paradise.
Hitching up the buggy, churning lots of butter. Raise a barn on Monday, soon I'll raise another. Think you're really righteous? Think you're pure in heart? Well, I know I'm a million times as humble as thou art. I'm the pious guy, the little homeless wanna be like, on my knees day and night, scoring points for the afterlife. So don't be vain, and don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to get medieval on your hiney.
We've been spending most of our lives living in
money anyway. Welcome back to NYP Entertainment Radio. Well, folks, look at the time. I got to wrap things up, let you guys go. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. Be safe, like I always do. Shout out to everyone near and far. Remember to share, subscribe, download, share, enjoy, comment, reviews, please. The more they get out there, the shows get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Appreciate you guys. Thank you, everyone, for all the downloads globally. Appreciate it. And like I said, have a good holiday. Be safe. I'm here live, Lord willing, next Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And what's a final standard music playlist. And the final day in November as we creep closer and closer to the new year. Right here at NYP and Tim Radio. Oh, before I go, normally I will end with our standard outro. The show is over. But today, you know what I'm going to end with. If I'm going to play Coolio, I'm going to play Coolio. So I'll see you next week. Stay safe. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. NYP and Tim Radio. I'm out.
Oh, here it goes.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel to keep you laughing in the afternoon. So don't touch that dial, don't read the room, cause they always in the summer, no fronting, and you don't wanna miss it. It's double K, like do the good greatness. Keenan and Kel, I should've said Kel and Keenan, and you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be teaming with a fan or a block to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always hitting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery.